It was while making newspaper deliveries, trying to miss the bushes and hit the porch, that I first learned the importance of accuracy in journalism. Charles Osgood. A new Brand Keys study measured trust among readers of their newspapers of choice using our predictive engagement metrics. Sure, ideology self-defines selection when it comes to subscribing to a newspaper. But as our metrics are able to identify the percent contribution of category values that drive behavior, we are able to report that trust accounts for 41% of newspapers' brand engagement. The remaining 59% of reader engagement is accounted for by entertainment listings and sports, educating and informing via news, columnists, and editorial, and providing insights into the economy, local events, and markets. 3,806 hard copy subscribers and 3 times a week digital app news readers elevated their newspaper branded choice using the validated Brand Keys emotional engagement assessments. The following were assessed as the top 5 most trusted newspapers. 1. The New York Times. 2. The Wall Street Journal. 3. The Washington Post. Ties for 4th place, the LA Times, the Washington Times, and the Boston Globe. And 5. USA Today. Extra, extra, read all about it. In a sidebar survey, President Trump labeled the New York Times as failing, and virtually every other news platform is fake news and or enemy of the people. So we measured how much trust newspaper readers had in the president. Mr. Trump was rated 24% overall. Examined by political affiliation among newspaper readers, Democrats rated Mr. Trump 9%, Independents 16%, and Republicans 29%. No new news there.
What happened? The not-so-failing New York Times topped 4 million subscribers. Okay, not all new subscribers signed on for the news. But as we predicted, consumers behave positively toward the Times brand. Of an increase of nearly 250,000 digital subscribers, 143,000 signed on for the news. The remainder paid for special features like crossword access and food and travel sections. True, revenue from print advertising continued to soften, but it only decreased less than 1% YOY. Overall revenue increased 8% to $417 million. Oh, and the New York Times is read in all 193 countries that belong to the United Nations. That includes Tuvalu and Antarctica. So the not-so-failing New York Times. On the Trump side of things, the Pew Research Center reported 52% of Republicans trust what Trump says more than previous presidents. That's down from 66% last year. Democrats continue to overwhelmingly say they trust what Trump says less than past presidents. In the midterm election, the not-fake news was Republicans held the Senate, but lost the House. To be impartial, though, most presidents aren't enamored with newspapers. It was Lyndon Johnson who said, "If one morning I walked on top of the water across the Potomac River, the headline would read, 'President Can't Swim.'"